For the finest in community radio, this is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're going to be listening to the music of pianist Lenny Tristano. Some of the music that he made for the Atlantic label during the 1950s. And this also includes musicians Lee Konitz and Warren Marsh, and we'll be listening to music from them as well during this period. Let's start off with a beautiful rendition of Sweet and Lovely. This was recorded in New York City at the Confucius Restaurant in the Sing Song Room in New York City, June the 11th, 1955. And it features Lee Konitz on alto sax, Lenny's on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, and Art Taylor is on drums.
Thank you.
That was music from Lenny Tristano, 1955, recorded live in New York City. And we're going to get back to that recording in just a few minutes. Lenny Tristano is one of those musicians who have not yet received their critical due. In fact, in the mid-40s, the Chicago-born pianist arrived on the scene with a concept that genuinely expanded the prevailing bop aesthetic. Tristano brought to the music of Charlie Parker and Bud Powell a harmonic language that adapted the practices of contemporary classical music. He used his use of polytonal effects in tunes like Out on a Limb was almost Stravinsky-esque, and his extensive use of counterpoint was in keeping with the trends being set in the mid-century art music. In fact, until relatively recently, it had seldom been acknowledged that Tristano had been the first to perform and record a type of music that came to be known as free jazz. In 1949, almost a decade before the making of Ornette Coleman's first records, Tristano's group, which included Lee Konitz, Warren Marsh, and Billy Bauer, cut the first recorded example of freely improvised music in the history of jazz. The two cuts were Intuition and Digression. They were both created spontaneously without any preordained reference to time, tonality, or even melody. The resultant work was an outgrowth of Tristano's preoccupation with feeling and spontaneity in the creation of the music. It influenced, among others, Charles Mingus, whose earliest records sound eerily similar to those of Tristano in terms of style and compositional technique. Mingus came by the influence honestly. In fact, he studied with the pianist for a period in the early 50s, as did many other well-known jazz musicians such as Sal Mosca, Phil Woods, and the aforementioned Konitz and Marsh. Well, let's get back to the Sing Song Room in New York City at the Confucius Restaurant, and we're going to listen to a composition written by Lenny Tristano, and he calls it April. Thank you. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM. We just heard an interesting recording from Lenny Tristano, recorded in his home studio during the mid-50s in New York City. Turkish Mambo was the name of it, and it featured two overdubbed piano parts as well as hi-hat, courtesy of drummer Jeff Morton. And just before that, we heard April, a piece written by Lenny Tristano that was recorded live at the Sing Song Room at Confucius Restaurant in New York City, June the 11th, 1955. Featuring Art Taylor on drums, Gene Ramey on bass, Lenny Tristano on piano, and Lee Konitz with some inspiring alto sax work on that last number. We're going to stay with that session, that live session, and listen to Pennies in Minor, which was again recorded June 11th, 1955. My mistake, this is Lenny Bird, recorded from the live session at Confucius Restaurant in 1955, and we're going to follow that up with Pennies in Minor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tristano from 1955 with Pennies in Minor. Tristano was stricken permanently blind as an infant. He first studied music with his mother, who was an avocational pianist and opera singer. From 1928 to 1938, he attended a school for the blind in Chicago, where he learned music theory and developed proficiency on several wind instruments. Later, he attended Chicago's American Conservatory of Music, from which he received a bachelor's degree in 1943. During his early years as a professional performer and teacher, Tristano worked in and around Chicago, achieving his first measure of critical attention and attracting his first important students, Lee Konitz and composer-arranger Bill Russo. In 1946, Tristano moved to New York, where he made something of a big splash, performing with many of the leading musicians of the day, including Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. The influential critic Barry Ulanoff took an extreme liking to Tristano's music and championed his work in the pages of Metronome magazine. In fact, Tristano was named the publication's Musician of the Year for 1947. In 1951, Tristano founded a school of jazz in New York, the first of its kind. Its faculty consisted of many of his previous and most prominent students, including Konitz, Billy Bauer, Warren Marsh, and even pianist Sal Mosca. Now, as the years went on, his public performances became fewer and farther between for the rest of his life. Tristano was to concentrate on teaching, mostly to the exclusion of everything else. He shut down his school in 1956, and he began teaching out of his home on Long Island. Thereafter, he would play occasionally at the Half Note in New York City. Recordings became scarce. He made only two albums for Atlantic, which we're listening to this afternoon. And Lenny Tristano and the New Tristano, a compilation of odds and ends entitled Descent into the Maelstrom, was released on Inner City. Its titled track documents Tristano's experiments in multi-track recordings on the piano. In 1965, he toured Europe, and his last public performance in the U.S. was in 1968. Now, until his death in 1978, Tristano continued to teach. A later generation of his adherents continues to work and thrive in New York to this day. Musicians like pianist Connie Carruthers, saxophonist Lenny Popkin, and Richard Tabnick, and even drummer Carol Tristano, who is Lenny's daughter, carry on his work into the next century. We're going to conclude this section of the program on Lenny Tristano with probably another well-known composition that he performed and was requested of him. This is Requiem.
Thank you.
The silky smooth phrasing of Warren Marsh on tenor sax. We also had Paul Chambers on bass and Paul Motion on drums, recorded at Atlantic Studios in New York City, January the 16th, 1958. And just before that, we heard some music from Lee Konitz and Some of These Days that was recorded at Capitol Studios in Los Angeles, December 20th, 1956, featuring Lee Konitz on alto sax and Jimmy Rowles on piano, the great bassist Leroy Vinegar, and the always competent drummer Shelly Mann. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And we're going to continue now with some more music from Lee Konitz. This time around, a recording made at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in Hackensack, New Jersey, October the 16th, 1956, featuring Lee Konitz on alto and tenor sax, Billy Bauer on guitar, Arnold Fishkind on bass, and Dick Scott is on drums. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled The Cork and Bib. Thank you. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. Thank you. Sax player Lee Konitz with Carrie's Trance. Before that, we heard Donna Lee. Donna Lee was recorded in 1955 at Coastal Studios, New York City, June the 14th. Warren Marsh was on tenor sax, Sal Mosca on piano, Billy Bauer on guitar, the great bassist Oscar Pettiford, and Kenny Clark was on drums. And just to give you some notes on Carrie's Trance, Carrie's Trance was recorded October the 16th, 1956, at Rudy Van Gelder's studios in Hackensack, New Jersey. Billy Bauer on guitar, Arnold Fishkin on bass, and Dick Scott on drums. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're going to go back to some music from Lee Konitz and his version of You Go to My Head.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know about you, but this is really, really soothing music. Lee Konitz from 1956, and we heard, let me see, what did we hear? Easy Living, and before that, My Melancholy Baby, and You Go to My Head. You're listening to In Transition, and we're going to continue until 3 o'clock this afternoon with more music from Lee Konitz, and also Lee Konitz paired up with Warren Marsh. We're going to start off with Midway, then we'll listen to Topsy, song written by Eddie Durham, and we'll conclude the next set with a Vernon Duke Ira Gershwin composition, I Can't Get Started. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, another great version of a classic composition, I Can't Get Started. And just before that, we heard Topsy. They were both from Lee Konitz. And this afternoon, we're featuring the music of Lenny Tristano, Warren Marsh, and Lee Konitz. And we're going to go out this afternoon with some more music from this great musician. This time around, we're going to listen to Don't Explain, written by Billie Holiday. And we'll also listen to Close Your Eyes if we have a chance. And You're Driving Me Crazy, if time permits. So let's get started with Don't Explain. We just heard some music from Lee Konitz with You Drive Me Crazy. I'm Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with another edition of In Transition. Ozzy's coming up at the top of the hour with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.